bless you. Be a blessing and let the joy of Christ emanate from your life.
Oh, the idea of a mass signing of the Declaration of Independence is a comfortable and pleasant myth, but a myth all the same.
Did they have to go back to their colonies and get approval before they did this, or did they just act on their own?
No, they acted on their own. New York's signers, however, did not even vote on July 2nd, 1776, their subsequent signers, because the New York Assembly, despite the presence of British troops in New York, or maybe because of the presence of British troops in New York at that time, had given orders for them to abstain. And subsequently, those orders were changed, and New York did ask them.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. In the meantime, I thought maybe I'd talk about race relations in America, because there is an organized effort to do everything they can to disrupt race relations in this country, to turn white against black and black against white and white against Hispanic. And basically, we're all being manipulated. So we really don't see the real enemy. But certainly from the black point of view, do you realize that over 50% of all the homicides in the United States are in blacks? Do you realize that certainly the poverty rate generally in this country is 15%, but among blacks it's 27.6%? That the average income for Americans is $50,000 a year, but the average income for blacks is $32,229 a year, that only 56% of the blacks graduate from high school, and of those who go on to college, and many of them get in there certainly with affirmative action, only 45% graduate from college. And basically, why is this? Well, you know, certainly I'm a 49er fan. I enjoy football, and certainly you look at the 49ers, most of the players there are black, and they're smart people. They have to be able to remember all the plays and do all the things that they do. And I'll tell you what, the 49ers is a great team because they do have a wonderful team, and they're predominantly black players. And certainly the blacks certainly excel in many ways in sports of all sorts, but they also have, many of them have great talent. But what people do not understand is that there is an organized, orchestrated effort against blacks here in the United States. Do you know that certainly if you look at the AIDS statistics, AIDS and HIV disease, over half of the, there are more blacks with HIV disease in the United States than there are whites. There are more blacks. You can go up the CDC statistics and you'll find there are more blacks with AIDS and HIV disease in the United States than there are whites. And of course, the blacks make up only 13% of the population. Now, I should mention, of course, that there are Asians and Hispanics, but still, there are more blacks who have HIV and AIDS than whites. And why is that? Why? Because this is a designed disease. It's a created disease. And basically, it is designed specifically to kill blacks. And that's one of the reasons it was created as it was. If you go into Africa today, why you will find in many parts of Africa, over 25% of the population is HIV infected, and they're all going to die. This is a program launched for genocidal purposes. But nobody's going to tell you that except me. And, well, of course, if you want to read Gary Glum's book, why it's entitled a full disclosure, and basically Gary Glenn was approached by a gentleman who actually had been part of the group that created the disease. He worked for the government, and of course he was dying of cancer of the pancreas. He wanted to get the truth out. He knew that they would kill him, but he was going to die anyway, so he told Gary Glenn the story. Gary Glenn wrote the book, and of course he came under tremendous pressure because of the book. And you've never even heard of full disclosure. You can get it up on the internet. It cost you about $40 for the book. And basically they figure they would get the price up, people won't buy it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. It's Open Lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I was simply mentioning that AIDS was a created disease. How do I know that? Well, basically because one of the people who was involved was a little group that put this together for the government, for one of the dark sides of government, actually came forward and told the story to Dr. Gary Glum, who wrote a book, Full Disclosure. You'll find it up on the internet, and the story is there about how they created this disease. Why did they do it? Well, they wanted to kill blacks, and they wanted to kill homosexuals. And if you go into, certainly into Africa today, you find out that up to 25% of the population in many areas is infected with this disease, and almost all of them are going to die of this. Here in America, America, certainly, there are more blacks than whites who have the disease. Why is that? Well, because of the genetic differences between blacks and whites. Some years ago, when I was actively involved in the battle to bring out the truth about AIDS and try to stop it from killing so many people, well, I wrote an article. It appeared in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons. And, of course, basically, you can find the article on my website. It's called AIDS, The Untold Story. And we simply go into the scientific studies that show the genetic differences between black and white. And they have certain genes that the blacks do that whites don't have. Because of that, they're much more susceptible to the disease. But nobody's going to tell you that. You can get the article, AIDS, The Untold Story. And it's posted on my website. It should be available on the Internet. And, of course, it was published in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons journal some years ago. Well, let's go. We've got Herman calling in. And, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. It's open lines, and we depend upon you to call to give us a subject. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Yes, good evening. Last night I was privileged to be part of a online phone town hall meeting with our local congressman, Sam Farr, and he was fielding questions, and it was interesting. Most of the questions, about six or seven, were about the Obamacare and the high cost and the problems people were having. He said... several people talked about the security of the website, government website, and he said, well, that morning he was part of a White House hookup, and they had assured him from the White House that these problems were all going to be handled. So he felt very confident and trusting of our government.
But how did he feel about the fact that if you are about 55 years of age and certainly in good health, why you certainly the your cost of your health care is going to go up between 300% and 400%? I know this. There's an article today at Alex Jones going into that. And basically, this is what happened to my son. My son's health insurance went up from $4,000. I think it's probably for both he and his wife. From $4,000 a year for a catastrophe policy up to $14,000 a year, between 300% and 400% increase. And this is universal all across America. And all of these people, even though they're in good health, are going to have to be paying basically to finance certainly pregnancy and drug use and psychiatric care. These are people who have catastrophic policies. And they're still going to have a very large deductible, and he's going to be putting out $14,000 a year. And this is true for many people in that age group.
Well, you're absolutely right, and people were not happy about it.
What did Sam Farr have to say about the fact that people were going to lose their insurance policies, people were going to lose their doctors, people were going to have to be put into a position where many of them just quite frankly won't be able to afford to pay for their health care?
Well, he didn't really directly address that issue because when people brought it up, he said, well, they'll have to check into it. But... It's not a good situation, and I don't know what, if anything, they can do about it. But he did take a poll at the end, and it was interesting. The question was, you had four answers you could pick. Do you want, this is Sam Farr asking, do you want me to vote to raise taxes is answer number one, vote not to raise any taxes, number two. Number three was vote to raise taxes and cut spending, number three. And number four, don't know and don't care. And 20% said raise taxes, 21% said don't raise taxes, 50-some percent said raise them a little and cut expenses, and 7% said they didn't care. So he said, well, I'm going to do what the majority wants, which is number three.
In other words, they're going to raise our taxes, but you can be sure they're not going to cut back on spending. Basically, of course, we're talking, they're spending $1 trillion, $1.2, $1.3 trillion more a year than they're taking in. I mean, they're not going to raise taxes. If they raise taxes very much, why, they know they're really going to just put a damper on the economy. And they're certainly not going to cut spending. After all, I mean, basically, if they start cutting spending, everybody's going to be unhappy. They're not going to cut back on Social Security. They're not going to cut back on Medicare. They're not going to cut back, certainly, on food stamps. They're not going to cut back on housing allowances. They're not going to cut back on the dozens of policies that they have to funnel money into the hands of the politicians and the big business. They're not going to cut back on spending. And so basically, all they're going to do is raise taxes, but they're not going to address the issue because, of course, we've turned our back on our America. America said it was a nation that was great because the power of the central government was limited, and it was not the function of the government to provide for our health, education, and welfare. And the reason our founding fathers did not want a democracy was because they knew that if the people had the opportunity, they would vote themselves into tyranny. And that is why they established in America a republic where the power of the central government was to be limited, and the government was never to provide for the health, education, and welfare of the people. That was to be taken care of at the state and the local level, because otherwise you'd get to the position where we are today, where very, very soon this whole system is going to collapse and they will go into a dictatorship. That is what our founding fathers feared. And as certainly they said, you know, you'll either be ruled by God or we'll be ruled by tyrants. And basically, of course, that's why they took God out of our schools, and they took prayer out of our schools, and they took the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because, of course, the people who did that want to be tyrants, and they want us to be ruled by tyrants. And it's coming very soon, Herman, I fear it. And certainly, Sam Farr, your congressman, is part and parcel of the problem. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question? Anything else you'd want to bring up, Herman?
Well, I wanted to ask a question. Hobby Lobby, which has over 1,000 stores nationwide, has filed a lawsuit against the government saying they do not want to support abortion and don't want to be part of this health care act. So it has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, when I heard the discussion, it brought to mind the time of the Jesus, when the Jews were under Roman occupation. They had to pay taxes to Caesar. If they didn't pay, they would be, I'm sure, arrested and maybe their property. My question is, that money for unsavory purposes. So, regarding Hobby Lobby, that if the government forces you to pay the tax, then it's on their head and not on.
Basically, I really believe the time when Jesus was about paying government taxes, he said, "Give unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God's." But certainly there was nothing going on today. And I certainly admire this company that's taken the case. Because basically we've got to point out that we are murdered. This is frank murder. The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And we are killing unborn children. We've killed probably well over 60 million unborn children since we established abortion in America. They've killed literally certainly hundreds of millions throughout the world, well over a billion and a half, well, 400 million in communist China, 400 million in India, 400 million in Russia. That's 1.2 billion children. And then all the abortions we paid for in Africa and in South America. And I believe God one day is going to bring his judgment on America, because we've funded so much of this through International Planned Parenthood, and about 20% of all the funding for abortion, expensive abortion in communist China, has come from American tax dollars, because certainly International Planned Parenthood is funded by tax donations from the United States. So basically, I tremble for my country. But when I reflect that if God is just, he's going to bring his justice on us because we've been funding abortion. But I certainly admire this company that is willing to take a stand and say this is morally wrong.
Well, do you feel, I mean, I'm stunned by the fact that very few churches or church leaders seem to be speaking out. Do you think it has anything to do with their 501?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, ministers, once they took the 501c3, they became extensions of the government. And of course, the enemies of freedom have infiltrated certainly the seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and told the ministers they don't dare speak out, they'll lose their 501c3. And they're really more concerned about their 501c3 status than they are about certainly honoring the Lord. And I really believe, because especially when you're a minister, if you're not willing to speak out on moral issues, then what are you willing to speak out on? It's one thing to give money for people who are impoverished, and I think that's important. But it's another thing, you have to be willing to speak out the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty and Cursed's Open Line on Wednesday. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, well, we want you to give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But we started talking about race relations in America. And basically, certainly, why is it certainly that so many of our black people have difficulty in school here? Why is there such a high homicide rate among blacks? Why are almost half the people in prison in the United States black? Well, let me tell you why. And basically, it's really very, very simple. It's just a matter of simple science. The largest clinical study, the largest medical study ever done in the United States or throughout the world was done here, certainly, on children. And it involved 450,000 children, 450,000 children. And you can get this material from Dr. Roger Masters. I believe he's at Dartmouth. But if any of you want to check it out, why? And you can't find it, we'll get you the documentation, we'll get you Dr. Masters' articles. But this is really an amazing story. And the fact that this has been so thoroughly suppressed in America simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, no, basically this study was done on children. It was done with a finger stick. And basically what they did is collect blood from white children, Hispanic children, and black children. And suddenly, the whole idea was to determine the level of the lead in the blood of white, black, and Hispanic children, depending upon whether the water that they drank was fluoridated or not fluoridated. And if it was fluoridated, if it was fluoridated with sodium fluoride or with hydrofluosilicic acid. Because, of course, hydrofluosilicic acid contains lead and all sorts of other things that really are very, very harmful for us. And since it's so toxic, you can't put it into the ocean. I mean, it's just too toxic to put in the ocean. They put it in the drinking water all across America. And, of course, it has terrible, terrible effect. And what they found, of course, they were looking for the level of lead in the blood of these children. And what they found out is in the areas where they certainly did not fluoridate the water, they knew what the level of lead in the blood of the children was. If you fluoridated the water with sodium fluoride, the level of the lead in the blood did not go up. But if you suddenly fluoridated the drinking water with hydrofluosilicic acid, and we do that in about 90% of the populations where they actually fluoridate the drinking water, why they found out the level of lead in white children doubled, in Hispanic children went up 4 times, and in black children went up 6 times. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means that these children have a high level of lead. They get a lead encephalopathy, and lead encephalopathy leads to criminal activity. And Sidney Dr. Masters was a sociologist, and his desire was to find out what influence did this have, certainly on criminal activity, and comparing certainly the level of criminal activity involving blacks in areas where they fluoridated the drinking water with hydrofluosic acid, and they didn't, a dramatic increase in criminal activity in the areas where they fluoridated the water with hydrofluosilicic acid, compared with certainly the areas where they didn't, and certainly the difference between the white and the black was very, very simple. And basically what we're doing is by poisoning the drinking water with hydrofluosilicic acid, we're raising the level of lead in the blood of certainly of the blacks, and as a result they're getting a lead encephalopathy, and they're participating in criminal activity. And Dr. Masters has written this up. I've talked to Dr. Masters several times, and I said, why, you know, why has nobody ever talked about this? And he said, you know, that's the strangest thing, Dr. Monteith. I mean, I've wondered that many times myself. I've written this up, peer-reviewed. It's been appeared in some of the finest journals, my material, been in the finest journals in the country, and no response to it at all. No response. And Dr. Masters doesn't understand why nobody's concerned that we're poisoning the drinking water. We're giving the black people lead encephalopathy, and of course the fluoride also decreases fertility, it increases cancer, It disrupts the endocrine system. But, of course, the most important thing, it lowers the intelligence at all. But even more than that, why these studies show that it actually precipitates and promotes criminal activity, which is why almost half the people in prison in America today are black. This is why there's so many of them are involved in criminal activity. And the fact that you've never heard of this before is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think and believe. Dr. Roger Masters is the person. You can get this off the internet. Check it out and find if I'm telling you the truth. And if not, you call me and on my program and it simply expose me for the fraud that I am. But if this is true, why aren't you involved? Why aren't you helping us get the information out? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. So if you'd like to call in, we'll talk about whatever you'd like. And the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Allie calling from Santa Cruz. How are you doing tonight?
Very good. How about you?
Doing just fine. Am I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Ollie?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Right ahead.
God bless America, yes. We are living in a country that I can sue America for killing a race. You cannot do this in any part of the world, I think. Well, I do not think that there is not racism here. I am a man of color, a man of different religion. So I am very much vulnerable to the racism, and it is happening to me. But what you are saying, that white man poisoned the black man's genes or chromosomes, is a very big thing to say. First of all, I do not want to accept it. I do not want it to be true, but I cannot say that it's not true. I cannot say that, because this thing has happened in history. The other thing that I can say is, why do you think that the white man or the government did this?
Well, it's not the white man. First of all, Ali, it's not the white man. It is a small, little, evil group of people who run our country from behind the scenes. They do not represent the good people of America. Most people in America are wonderful people who love God and love one another. And probably we are one of the most compassionate and generous countries in the world. But there is this very small, evil group. And if you listen to my program regularly, you will realize that we do face organize the conspiracy of evil. Go ahead.
I understand. There's a possibility. There are many sicknesses, illnesses, or viruses, or microbes that can grow on white man more than they grow on black man. For example, in Saudi Arabia, there is no cancer disease almost at all. It's not that someone is preventing them from not having cancer. What I'm trying to say is, maybe the black genes, the black chromosomes, the blacks, whatever you name it, they are vulnerable to the AIDS.
Well, let me just say that we've studied this very thoroughly. If you go to my website, radioliberty.com, and look for the article called AIDS, the Untold Story, AIDS, the Untold Story, you can pull it down off the internet. And basically there we actually give you the scientific studies that show and discuss the genetic differences between black and white, and which makes the black much more susceptible to this disease than to the whites. And certainly, basically they have two genes. If you have both of those genes, you're very susceptible. Most whites only have one of these genes, and some of them don't have any of the genes. If you don't have any of the genes, you can't even to get the disease, but it's all been worked out scientifically. Please go to my website, radioliberty.com, check it out, and find out. I hate to disillusion you, but there really is evil in the world, and there really are evil people there who are doing these things. It is not a matter of conjecture. It is a matter of scientific fact. And remember, I'm a physician. I practice medicine for the better part of 50 years, and we have the scientific studies. Read my article, and then give me a call. Will you do that, Ali?
Yes, I will do that, but there's one more thing to say.
All right, fine.
You do not always rely on what science says. Because if you pay scientists, they make a research, they end up giving you what you want. Someone has pay more money than you, then they make another research, then they bring it in. The solution, the decision they want.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much for calling. All I appreciate it. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about really whatever you'd like to talk about at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a song.
this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we've been talking. Certainly it's open lines, and you can call in 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. If you have a question or comment, we'd be glad to let you have your say. But basically, we were talking certainly about these programs of organized evil to target the black community. And one of the certainly most flagrant examples of that was something known as the Tuskegee Study. The Tuskegee Study, and that was basically a study that was carried out on black men with syphilis. And it started back in about the 1930s, where they identified about 400 or more black men who had syphilis. And they wanted to find out how the syphilis would ravage their bodies. And so basically, we didn't have very good treatments for syphilis back in the 1930s. And so they basically, when they identified these men with syphilis, they sent out orders wherever they were in America. They were not to be treated. And the public health authorities all across America cooperated in this study. And physicians were told, we will not treat these blacks with syphilis. We will tell them we're treating them. We'll have them come in on a regular basis so we can monitor them. But we will specifically withhold treatment because the treatment for syphilis really wasn't very good in the 1930s anyway. But then by certainly 1945, we had penicillin. And penicillin, we could have certainly killed the spirochete that caused syphilis and stopped the disease and saved these people's lives. But it was decided that when we did have an excellent treatment, why we would not use it. We would simply monitor these people until they died. And this was certainly a macabre type of experiment. And it persisted all the way up until the early 1970s, when certainly the gentleman, we've interviewed him on several occasions, he was certainly a pre-law school student, and he was working at the Public Health Service up in San Francisco, waiting until the fall when he entered law school. And he heard people there, people working in public health, talking about the Tuskegee study. And when he realized that they were intentionally withholding treatments for the blacks so they could kill them and they could autopsy them and see what was going to happen, he was incensed. And he wrote a letter to the people back in Washington, D.C., saying, this is wrong. And they were certainly, initially, they wrote back and said, where do you get off? You're not a doctor. You're not a public health official. Where do you get off telling us what we don't know what we're doing? And so basically he wrote back and said, what you're doing is morally wrong. So they invited him to come back to Washington, D.C. for a conference where maybe they could work this out. But instead they invited him back and they just pounced on him and belittled him and infuriated, did everything they could to convince him he was wrong, that they were right. This was in the name of science. It was in the name of silence. They were going to kill these black men in America. And basically, of course, the fellow was very, very upset about it. And basically, he ran into a woman. Now, she worked in the media. And basically, he told her about this program to kill the blacks with syphilis, just to withhold treatment. And she told somebody who worked for the New York Times, and they ran the article in the New York Times, and suddenly everybody in the world, everybody in the United States, learned about the Tuskegee experiment. The Tuskegee experiment, which was designed to kill blacks, to kill these 400 black men, and many of them were still living at this time. And as a result of that, of course, why then, the Secretary of Health or the person in charge of the health department nationally was forced to resign. But nobody was ever tried or condemned or punished for this obvious genocidal program. And a lot of scientists said, well, see, it was all about science. No, ladies and gentlemen, it was about killing black people. There's no other way that you can approach that. And the tragedy is most people have never heard of Tuskegee. Most people have never heard of Roger Masters. And the fact certainly that we are poisoning the blacks with lead, giving them lead encephalopathy, which is one reason they do so poor in school, and one reason why so many of them are involved in criminal activity, the fact that certainly AIDS is a manufactured disease. And basically, of course, it's because there's the genetic differences between black and whites. That is why, certainly, there are more black people in the United States with HIV and AIDS than there are white people with HIV and AIDS, despite the fact that the blacks only make up 13% of the population. And the fact you haven't heard of this simply reflects the degree of control that exists over the media. In the United States, if you want the verification for it, we can get it for you. You can get it off the Internet. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But let's go to Sandy, who's calling us from Tri-Cities up in this great state of Washington. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'm getting upset. You know, when I was a kid, we knew a black couple, and they were such nice people. I have nothing against blacks. In fact, I have many friends that are blacks, and I want to say that it's not us American people, like you said, it's a evil group of people. And not only are they doing what you're saying, but Margaret Sanger was in with these globalist elite people, and she made comments that she thought the black people were weeds that needed to be done away with. And it goes right along with what they're doing of putting these abortion centers right in the areas where black people are, and they're doing genocide there also on the black people.
You're absolutely right, and basically the majority certainly of your abortion clinics are in areas heavily populated by blacks. And that's because they want to kill off the blacks. This is what it's really about. People find it hard to believe this, but unless you understand there really are evil and wicked people in the world, and Margaret Sanger was one of them. She was largely financed by the great tax-exempt foundations like the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Fords. And basically, of course, these are the people who are really funding so much of the population control agenda. Have you ever actually seen my talk on population control? It's really rather well done. Or you can certainly go up on the Internet and just put in population control agenda, Radio Liberty, or population control agenda, Stan Monteith, Dr. Stan. Read that through. It's the best thing that's out there. You're absolutely right. Abortion is another means by which they're attacking the blacks. Of course, they're attacking all of us, but they've primarily targeted the blacks.
I just think it's so sad. I was listening to a program the other day. It's called VCY America. You can look it up online. And you could even listen to their program from yesterday. But they were talking about a man who had written a book, and it's concerning knockouts where there's groups of blacks knocking out white people. And it's just been documented over and over and over. And so I also see that with what you're saying tonight. And I just feel so badly that the Negroes are being attacked by these evil people. So anyways, I just wanted to bring those things out, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think I appreciate your call. You're absolutely right. And they said maybe they were targeting them with abortion. But basically, so many of these young black people who are doing these irrational things and murder. I mean, suddenly the almost 50% of the homicides in the United States are in blacks, and suddenly it's blacks killing blacks. What people don't understand is that these people have, many of them have certainly a lead encephalopathy. Mm-hmm. And you find these criminal activities specifically in the areas where they're fluoridating the water with the hydrofluorosilicic acid. In the areas where they do not put the hydrofluorosilicic acid into the water, why, of course, you do not have the criminal activity. And that is why in certain areas you'll find that there are black schools and the kids do great. But certainly if those were in areas where these kids were being given the lead encephalopathy, they would not be doing great. How could you do something of this magnitude, of this degree of evil, and nobody hear about it? Well, basically, you control the media, and that's what's going on today.
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Night. You have a good night, Dr. Stan. I appreciate everything you do.
God bless, and thanks very much, and try to get those people up there to start listening to the program, will you?
I'm really excited about the thing with the man that has the radio station out of Spokane and putting it on the iPads and iPhones and all that. That's so cool.
Okay. Hold on. Oh. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were hitting on some very important subjects. Somebody disconnected one of our lines to one of our major networks, but we're hopefully connected now. So let's go to, we have Greg calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hi, Greg. How are we doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just great. Good to hear from you, Greg.
Good. Yeah, I got a hold of C.H. Pamber's book on Earth's Earliest Ages, and I just want to recommend that fascinating read to any of your listeners out there. And Dr. Stan, you guys carry James Webb's the History of Theosophy, I guess it's not the history, but it's the occult underground or the occult establishment.
I think we used to. I'm not sure whether we still carry it or not. We may very well. You can always call our 800 number, and we'll have to check it out. But I really can't keep track of all the things that we do carry. But we certainly have gone. I know this, the work, and basically there is this occult underground. It influences every aspect of our lives today and permeates the various highest levels of our government. And this is what motivates the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Masons and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, they're all founded in the occult, Greg.
I was listening to, and a lot of people still believe that the system is going to be,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Hang on there, Greg.
All right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan. We still have Greg on the line. Greg, I'm going to have to let you go, but I was just telling Greg, I really fear that we're on the verge of a great nuclear confrontation over there. And basically, something what they've done with Iran, basically by signing this treaty, they know that the American people aren't behind that. And they know the American people don't want to go to war with Iran. They're going to provoke some sort of an incident to justify a war there, as they provoked an incident to justify World War One and an incident to justify World War II. We're all during that war. We financed the Nazis, and American banks funded the Nazis, and American corporations built the weapons that the Nazis used to kill American boys. I'm talking about General Motors. I'm talking about Ford. I'm talking about IBM. I'm talking about AT&T. I'm talking about Exxon. I'm talking about Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, who had a man named Prescott Bush on the board of directors and another one named George Herbert Walker. They were on the board of directors of the Brown Brothers Harriman that financed the Nazis during the war when they were killing our boys. Hey, we're out of time, Greg. God bless. Keep listening. Try to get other people there listening, will you?
I will. Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Incidentally, if you'd like to know more about our financing the Nazis, you need to get our 4-CD set, Operation Paperclip, Operation Paperclip. If you want to know what happened to Adolf Hitler, you need to get the book Gray Wolf, which we do carry. It was written by an author who actually went to South America along with his partner, and they interviewed the people who knew Adolf Hitler and took care of him until he died in 1962. But of course, we can't let the American people know that, because they convinced us that he died. Adolf Hitler died there in the bunker in Berlin. It just wasn't true. Adolf Hitler escaped. There are books all throughout the world to tell you that story, but you won't find them here in the United States unless you go to places like ours. The book, Gray Wolf. Gray Wolf, the 4-CD set, Operation Paperclip. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then this is the time I have to remind you that, quite frankly, we're dependent upon help from people across America so we can maintain our network of stations. And we have stations all across America, afternoon and evening. We do 4 hours of 5 hours of talk radio every day. 4 hours of it is on the internet at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can listen 4 hours live and 24 hours archive programs. Get the information, help us to get it out. But if you're in a position to help us financially, we hope that you will. We know a lot of people are having financial problems today. I think most of the Christian ministries are having financial problems. And we've actually had to drop our weekend program because that was costing us so much money. But we still maintain our programs 5 days a week and 5 hours every day. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And basically, because you can join the Radio Liberty family, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our books and sets, and you can certainly, if you'd like, a catalog. Call us, we'll send you a catalog. Or go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you get a list of the books and the other things we have. We hope you'll want to get your health products from us, because you should be taking health supplements like magnesium and vitamin D3 and vitamin C and curcumin and certainly the other flavonoids. And certainly if you're a man, you certainly should be taking prostate support if you're over 60, because it will help you. Certainly your urination much more, it's a very, very big help. So basically, men should be taking prostate support, and you should have other things like antibiotic on hand. It's not antibiotic, but allobiotic. It's made up of oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, garlic, and of course, if you start coming down with a flu bug, you want to have that on hand and take that with vitamin D3 every 4 hours until your symptoms begin to abate. Our telephone, you can get all of these things, allobiotic, certainly the magnesium, and most people need magnesium. Iodine supplement, we call it Iodoral. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful.
skies for amber waves of gray, for purple mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Tim Barker, and we're going to be talking about the effort to take America back and what you can do in your community to begin to educate the people and then to take specific action guaranteed to us under the Constitution by which you can begin to address the problems in your community. Certainly, we're not going to take America back from the top down. Basically, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the leadership of both political parties, and whenever they nominate and allow anybody to be nominated for the presidency, it's one of their men. And so you have a candidate A or candidate B, but you're not going to change it, certainly within national elections. If we're going to take America back, we're going to have to start locally. And that's what Tim is suggesting. Tim, thank you very much for being with us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about what you are suggesting?
Okay, hi, and it's Ken Barker, and I am suggesting that, first place, let me thank you for this opportunity for us being able to be on your program, and hopefully we can connect the dots as to why we, the people, cannot change our government back to a more godly form of government. And we being the NEAR group in Stevens County, Washington, we have been working on the local side of things because, like you just said, from the top down, that is not where we need to be working. And so with that, our NEAR group, which stands for the Neighborhood Emergency Action and Response, started in February of this year, and we have made huge gains and have done a lot of training and getting people oriented and understanding about what is wrong. And part of that is, think about the Tea Party and the Constitution Party, the 912 group, the Patriot group, the JBS, John Birch Society. They have been working for a long time trying to take back our government, and they have not been able to do so. I was in the Tea Party, in the 912, in the JBS, and we were doing nothing. We weren't making any progress. We were getting a lot of education, but we weren't making any progress in taking back our government. So with that, I've been looking for the answer, and I believe I come across it because of what our founding fathers did based on the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. So with that, we started looking around to find out where is or what is the right answer. And the right answer we found was at the nationallibertyalliance.org. And at that site, they are dead on as far as how we're supposed to take back our government peacefully, which is what we're trying to do. May not happen, but we're trying. And with the National Liberty Alliance, they have a load of information that will educate the people, which did myself and my partner in the NEAR group. And we came up with all this information based on our founding fathers' documents, and with doing so, come up with the answer that other people are finding, and that is the common law grand jury, not the federal grand jury, which is a joke. So along with that, we have developed a jurist orientation package that covers the literature that is on the National Liberty Alliance organization.
And at one time, of course, the grand juries certainly were independent organizations ferreting out crime locally. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Right.
Thank
back
you,
on
boss.
Board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Tim Barker from Stevens County in Washington, where they're trying to get something going. And basically what they've done is they put together a package that will help people to understand the common law, to understand the background of the grand juries. And this is not simply the jury that you have that hears a trial, but this is the independent grand jury who originally was there to ferret out crime and corruption within the structure of local government. And once again, Tim, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your packet that you put together to try to get people to understand what's going on and how they can begin to get organized and to join you in their local community and begin to coordinate this effort to take back our local communities. How can people get your packets?
They can go to nearjury@gmail.com.
Now that's N-E-A-R, is that right?
Yes, sir.
N-E-A-R, jury, near, go ahead.
And all they have to do is just send an email to that address. They will get an auto reply, and that will show them the link for the PayPal, and it will also give them an address, a P.O. box, that they can send to if they don't have a computer or a means of doing so. But again, the NationalLibertyAlliance.org has a lot of this information on there, but they also have a load of other information that will help people understand that we the people are the ones that run our government. The people we put in offices are our servants. So the question is, how is it that we the people don't have control of our government? It started in the 50s, but when I was in school in 63, 64, that tells you how old I am, that the government came out and said, that we don't need the grand juries anymore because we're running so well and everything's doing so fine. And so they started disbanding the grand juries. I happened to be mentioning this to a gentleman that runs a newspaper, the Patriot Palouse, and he immediately told me that he was talking to two gentlemen in San Francisco when they started to disconnect the people from the government, and they said, shoo, we don't have to go to the grand jury anymore because the government doesn't need it. That's right. They don't need it. We need it. So with that, the grand jury has been being diluted and done away with, and even some laws about you can't have a grand jury. Of course you can't have a grand jury, because if we, the people, were running the grand jury the way it's supposed to be, the legislative branches and the others would be running in fear, because we, the people, would stop this overtaxation, this oil problem, our border problem, and stuff like that. We would be stopping that. However, it's not being stopped because the government is running everything, not we, the people.
And I think we have to separate the government, basically this small little clique, that this subversive element that's taken over control of our government. They don't represent the people. They don't represent our Constitution. This is a group that has a plan. Then they want to use the financial and military power of America to bring about a world empire. That's why we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world. That is why we have certainly a military in the United States is larger than the next 10 nations in the world put together. People say, well, if America didn't run the world, who'd run it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need somebody running the world. We need somebody looking after our local community and looking after our people. But of course, it should not be done from the federal level. It should be done from the bottom up rather than the top down. Because whenever you centralize power, that power will be usurped. And today, we have an organized, subversive group controlling both political parties and making mockery of our electoral process. Go right ahead, Tim.
And that is dead right, which brings up the next part of it, and that is, everybody has heard this, corporate America. We are not a corporate America. We are a constitutional republic. And the common law grand jury is the fourth branch of the government. However, that's been taken away. Under the fourth law of the branch of government, there is such subjects as the authority of common law grand jury, and that is, no person shall be held to answer for any capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. However, that's not what's been going on. The history of the grand jury is when the colonies separated from England, King George III retaliated by revoking the chapters. Big deal. Technically, the colonies were without any legal authority to operate. However, civics, the branch of political philosophy concerned with individual rights, was generally taught and known by the people who asserted their rights and maintained order by applying the common law. Now, think of the word civics. When I was in high school, and there was a civics class. I remember this. Then later on, just before I graduated from high school, it got changed to government. Then after government, the next term they called the class is social studies or socialist studies. So if you track that back, you'll see from about the 1940s or so that the government has been realizing that the people have too much control, and they were taking it away from the people by starting with the grand jury.
And I think it's so interesting you point out, Sydney, how they changed the terms. That they taught this in school, from civics to government, and now to social studies. And basically, it's sort of the same way that we treat it as certainly help for people who really need help. And we started out, people certainly who couldn't help themselves, or were hungry, or impoverished, or ill. We had the system of charity. It was taken care of at the local level. It was taken care of by the churches. It was taken care of by fraternal orders. And Sincerity was a very important part of our society, something you got a helping hand when you needed it. But then they changed the name from charity to welfare.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they began having it provided by the state government, because, after all, they had a lot more money. And then, of course, we had to have welfare from the federal government. And then they changed it again from welfare to entitlement. And after all, when you're entitled to these things, and all of these are basically socialist programs, we have more socialism in America than they've ever had in Russia or they've ever had in communist China. It's about time the American people understood that basically the enemy has never been overseas. We financed communism in Russia and in China and in other countries throughout the world so we could point to those enemies. Oh, look at those enemies. We got to have a strong government to protect you. Fidel Castro is a perfect example. Fidel Castro, who's a multiple murderer, his firing squads killed about 15,000 people. And if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, you'll find David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to visit this murderer. David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to visit Fidel Castro, who is a murderer, and Fidel Castro has come up to visit David Rockefeller. Why? What do they talk about? They're probably laughing at how stupid the American people are. Go right ahead.
Precisely, and you are correct about that. I've heard you say that before. So, with the grand jury, Justice Antonin Scalia, this is an ascertainment of his writing of the majority, confirmed that the American grand jury is neither part of the judicial, executive, nor the legislative branches of government, but instead belongs to the people. It is, in effect, the fourth branch of government, which has been taken away from the people. And your last few programs that you have had on the air, I was listening to them, and I'm thinking, grand jury, let's get the grand jury people, let's get the people back involved with our government so that we can stop this, as I said earlier, high taxation, fuel prices going out the back door, the borders down in Arizona and so forth, the Mexican border, all of that could be stopped. Because the people would stop it and would require the government to do so. However, the people don't have any bite. Now, with the grand jury, what is the grand jury going to do? For example, we'll use Stevens County. We have three counties in our state that are taking up the grand jury. But the point is, the grand jury is now in effect. What is going to be the bite or the sting? The grand jury technically is going to be working with the local prosecuting attorney. However, we're not stupid enough to know or think that the prosecuting attorney is just going to go, oh, yeah, grand jury, we need to have you in here. We already know that the grand jury is going to be poo-pooed because it was in New York. However, look at New York, and this is on the nationallibertyalliance.org website. You can see the stuff that took place in New York, and they started a grand jury, and the prosecuting attorney said, no, this is illegal. Two of the judges said, no, this is illegal. However, the grand jury in New York has indicted two judges because they broke their oath. That's the short story. Now, the grand jury in the United States, what the objective is through the National Liberty Alliance is to get all 3,141 counties in the United States to put back the grand jury. And in doing so, we would then take the government back. Now,
and I think it's really, let me just point out that basically we have a subversive movement in America. It's called Agenda 21. And basically, first of all, this is affiliated with ICLEI, an international organization, in violation of our Constitution. And basically, because they're very well organized, very well financed. But if you had grand juries, they could point out this is a subversive movement.
Yes.
And basically, they have their people sitting on your city councils, certainly on your boards of supervisors, and all throughout your bureaucracy. And basically, they've already taken over our country, there's not a community in this nation doesn't have an Agenda 21 program.
Yeah.
But we can counter this, certainly with a grand jury, and then begin to bring the information out. Remember, the media is controlled, but the grand jury would be able to get the information out. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful idea. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Tim Baker, talking about, well, the grand jury movement.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ken was just saying that the way that they have established the grand juries as they've gotten people together and elected them now, basically, Ken, was that the way that was originally done? I know we've had grand juries here in Santa Cruz 40 years ago, and basically they were appointed certainly through the structure of government. why aren't the grand juries being formed through the structure of government today? And is there any legal precedent for 15 or 20 people to get together and suddenly elect a grand jury in their county? Is that actually legal according to Washington law?
No, it's not legal according to Washington law. It's their RCW says that that a grand jury is illegal. However, if that is the case, then they are going against our founding documentation, such as the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and this is the order, so I'll say it in order by date. In 1776, I'm just going to read the one part here. It says, it is their duty and their right to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Well, then right after that was the Constitution. That was in 1787. In 1787, they talked about the oaths in Section 3, and they talked about the militia. And so then, well, the Founding Fathers thought, well, now, wait a minute, we've got to put some bite in this. So in 1781, they came up with the Bill of Rights. And so in doing so, in the Fifth Amendment, they talk about no person shall be held to answer capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, okay? And in that order, when the Declaration of Independence was put out, they said we have the right to do it. In the Constitution, they talked about the militia, but then we needed to have some more bite, so they did it in the Bill of Rights. In doing that, they have provided us, all of the people after our forefathers, a way and means of protecting ourselves and our future generations from tyrants like we have now by using the grand jury. And so let me repeat the information about the grand jury is go to Near Jury, that's NEAR, JURY at gmail.com. And all you need to do is just put the address in and just simply send it. And you will get an auto reply that will give you a link to PayPal that we can then send this out for a donation of $30. And we'll send the DVDs and the packet of information and some other stuff that will get you started.
And how many DVDs are there?
There is a total of four.
There are four DVDs. All
four
right.
DVDs. And again, though, I'm also asking the people to go to the nationalliberty.org so that they can see all the other information that is there that we can't possibly put out. There's no sense in reinventing the wheel. So with that, we have a study of the grand jury, and in a lot of counties across the nation, a lot of states have started to reestablish the grand jury. And on National Liberty Alliance, there is a page you can go to. It shows a map of the United States, and it tells you what counties of those states, which there's 47 of them, that have adopted the grand jury. Now, something you said a little bit ago, Dr. Stan, and that was how our nation is run by the elites. Our nation is a corporate nation, as I mentioned, corporate America. And do you realize that every state in the nation is under Dun's and Bradstreet's corporation numbers? Every state has a number that shows that they're a corporation, and every state and every country, along with the UN, is incorporated. We don't have a constitutional republic anymore because we have the corporate America, thanks to our elitist that is running our world. So we have to come together as a people to reestablish our common law grand jury and take back our government. Anything else is not going to work. The Tea Party, the 912, the JBS, and so forth. All those groups are good groups. They got good intentions, but they're not getting the job done, and that's because they don't have any authority like the grand jury does.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Ken, and basically he's working to try to establish grand juries, certainly there in the state of Washington. Apparently this is the nationwide movement, and basically what we need to do, of course, is get people to believe in America.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Center of things around
hold
here.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Ken is telling us about how they've gone ahead and organized a grand jury in their county, and certainly they're being formed in adjacent counties, because I would think the most important thing would be for the people there, the 46,000 people in your county, to know what's going on and offer them the opportunity to be involved as well. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a thought on this, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But how are you going to reach the rest of the people in the county so they even know what you're trying to do and so that you can discuss the problems and the corruption that exists at so many levels of our society today?
The way we have been reaching people in our county is through the NEAR group, the in Neighborhood Emergency Action and Response, with our emails and friends. And we have worked with our commissioners of Stevens County. I myself have worked with the sheriff of Stevens County, and we have done such activities by or through the NEAR group that the sheriff sponsored, which was called Active Shooter. And you've seen that on the news, people running around just shooting at random. Well, we did a class based on a video training from Texas, and we had a PowerPoint. And so my point there is we've gotten a lot of activity here, and the people are seeing what's going on, and they want training, and they want to be educated, and they want to be able to move forward, not like I used to be when I was in the Tea Party, the 912, and the JBS, where we were just being educated, and we weren't moving forward. Yes, we got targets on our backs, but so did our founding fathers. So what do we have to worry about? We have nothing to lose, because if we don't do something, we're going to lose it all anyhow.
I think you're absolutely right there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, what has happened, and I think people must understand, is that the enemies of freedom have taken over the media. And they bought up newspapers all across America. They bought up certainly radio and television stations. They bought up the major book publishers. And so basically, it's hard to get a book that really will tell you the truth. And suddenly, you'll find out, certainly, if you want to get a book that really tells the truth, and you go up on Amazon, you'll find, and I was fascinated to be spending the last several days just going through prices on Amazon. If you have a book there that really tells the truth, why the price will be astronomical. I'm talking about $100, $200, $300, $400 for a simple book that probably didn't cost more than $3 or $4 when it was initially published. But basically, they raise the prices because they don't want you to read them. And then the books that are not going to tell you the truth, they want you to read those, and you'll find that they're a penny. Only a penny, and then you could say for $3.99, you get the postage. She'll cost you $4. You get a book that doesn't tell you anything for $4. But the book to really expose what's going on, the prices are simply manipulated up with the idea that by raising the prices, the average individual will not buy them. So what we need to do is figure out how to reach the people more efficiently. Do you have a newspaper? Do you have any means of getting information out, because mailing is becoming increasingly expensive? Or can you get the people to listen to our radio programs, to listen certainly to the American Christian Network, where at least some of the truth is getting out?
Yes, and as a people, you are sovereign over the government and the state and federal laws, statutes, codes, and statute and codes do not apply to you. God is sovereign over the people. The people are subordinate to their creator, God. The people are sovereign over their created instruments, which is the government. We, the people, institute a government in order to take care of certain things, not take care of everything. And the government, when it was originally instituted, was to protect our borders and protect the people from invasion, which was being done and is not being done now, because look at our Mexican border and all the people that are dying down there because our government is not allowing our police officers to do their job and or the people to close down the border and to protect themselves. The government is subordinate to the people. The government is sovereign over persons and citizens of the United States. Persons and citizens of the United States are subjects of government, and we have problems with these statements, and this is not the way it's supposed to be. We, the people, are the ones that tell our elected officials that we either don't want this tax, or we want this border closed, or we want the oil refineries to be opened back up, like the pipeline going through North and South Dakota, with Obama that had shut that line down and stopped it, but it is being activated. The problem is our gas prices are way out of place, along with other things, and only we, the people, can stop this by indicting our local officials to protect us, to indict them and get them to do their job based on their oath and protect us. Because right now, as Dr. Stan said earlier, we don't start at the top. We have to start at the bottom, we the people.
Well, I think one of the most important things, Ken, as far as I can see, would be certainly to get the people to begin voting in people who believe in America, into our city councils, into our county boards of supervisors, and into sort of the school boards and the water boards. We need people who believe this. We certainly need a sheriff who believes in these concepts of local government. And I think the sheriff is certainly one of the most important officers. But we certainly have to be able to circumvent the controlled media to get the people to understand what the issues are and to get them to vote correctly.
That's true, and the sheriff has the ultimate authority in the county. However, the sheriffs are being bought off by the federal government. We know this in our area because we've seen where the sheriffs have taken money or equipment, and they are being controlled by the federal government, and they're not doing their job. When the grand jury was being used in the 60s and prior to that, according to the Black's Law Dictionary, and the particular one I have is the Black's Law Dictionary 8th edition, the grand jury, a body of often 23 people who are chosen to sit permanently for at least a month and sometimes a year, and who, in ex parte proceedings, decide whether to issue indictments, and if the grand jury decides the evidence is strong enough to hold a suspect for trial, it returns a bill of indictment. This is in the Black's Law Dictionary that our attorneys and judges use. The other editions have some of the same information, but here's the kicker. The grand jury clause, this is in the Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition, the clause of the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution requiring an indictment by a grand jury before a person can be tried for serious offenses. That's not being done. Our government is doing everything so illegally and out of place and ramming stuff down our throats, like you said, Dr. Stan, the Agenda 21, ICLEI, the Wolf reenactment, and things like that, that we the people do not want to have happen, yet we can't control it. The reason is there's no grand jury to put bite into it. In one of our counties south of us, Lincoln County, Spokane County, we have farmers, cattle farmers, that are being imposed on by the Agenda 21. And the meeting that I was at down there, the attorney was, and there was approximately 100 people down there, the attorney was saying, go ahead and sign this USGS paperwork for the statement that comes from the federal government as far as controlling your land and so forth. That was totally wrong. She was misleading these poor people, and one of the farmers is into this fight for 9 years, and approximately, I think it was $20-some thousand that he's pulled out of his pocket. Imagine now, if we just had a grand jury, that farmer would go to the grand jury, present his complaint and or injury. The grand jury would tell the EPA, the DOE, or anybody else like that, that you are illegal, out of place, you're not constitutional, you are not going to impose anything on this man. And that would have stopped it. But it's not, the grand jury's not there to help protect us, the people.
Well, but basically, I know, Sidney, 50 years ago why the grand jury was appointed. And I'm not sure whether they were appointed by the sheriff, whether they were appointed by the county board of supervisors. How were the grand juries originally picked?
They were picked by people that volunteered to come in. The organizer would select these people, and they wanted to have approximately 75 to 100 people available for the grand jury so that they always had a pool of 25. There's numbers out there, depending on where you read, that there'll be 12 jurors, 23 jurors, or 25 jurors. We elected to use the 25 jurors, which means we want 75 to 100 people available to be a juror when we start this process. And by doing so, obviously, we're not going to have a problem picking people because, as you and I both know, not everybody can be a jurist at a particular time. There may be some family issue. So that's why we wanted a pool of jurors for the grand jury.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Ernie calling from, hopefully we'll have Ernie here in just a moment. Ernie's calling, I guess, from Ellensburg. Anyway, let's see if we got him. Here we are. Hi, Ernie. How are you doing?
Well, hello there, Dr. Stan.
Are you from Ellensburg, Washington?
No, I just happen to be staying over here for a couple nights.
Okay, fine. I have a question for our guest.
I do. So what I was going to mention again, if I'm correct here, so basically you have an order of things, correct, that you have God, and then you have people, and then you have government, and then you have citizens or persons, correct?
Yes.
So in that respect, then, citizens and persons are actually subordinate to government, while the people, as their status as people, are actually over government, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so I think, am I correct in assuming that the people need to be considering and thinking about what their status should be, whether they're going to be the status of being a person, or whether they want to be a subject of the government in the form, or excuse me, the status as a people, or the status as a subordinate to government as a person or a citizen, right?
That's true. And the status of the people, the word people, is what's important. And for example, in the RCW 42.56.030, the people of this state do not yield sovereignty to the agencies that serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may maintain control over the instruments that they have created, which is the government. This chapter shall be liberally construed and its exemptions narrowly construed to promote this public policy and to assure that the public interest will be fully protected. In the event of conflict between the provisions of this chapter and any other act, the provisions of this chapter shall govern. Now, this is the Washington State Revised Code. And this is them saying, and it's probably one of the only places that I'm familiar with, that they use the word people so many times, not citizen and not persons. So is that where we were going there, Ernie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe also that there's a Washington Administrative Code that also says that same thing verbatim. And my research has been that you look at most of the other RCWs, and anything that applies, like driver's license, building permits, hunting license, fishing license, marriage licenses, always only uses the word person.
Yep.
It only intends to apply to person and not people as their status, because governments only have control over what they create. And they created an office called person, and they're looking for warm bodies to fill those, and they've kind of deceived us over the years and make us believe that we are persons, when in fact we are the people who created government,
yes,
not the government-created people.
Well, yes, what we need to do is limit the power of the government. That is what the solution to all of our problems is. Basically, you go to some place like Hong Kong, where suddenly you can want to start a business, you can just go ahead and start a business, you can do it in a day. You try to do that in the state of Washington, it'll take you weeks or months to get a business going, with all sorts of rules and regulations and all sorts of inspections. What we need to do is limit the power so men could be free and so we can be productive, because certainly liberty and limited government are synonymous. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Ernie, did you have something else?
No, I think that's about it.
Excellent. Thank you for your input.
Okay. God bless. Thanks very much, Ernie. Certainly, Ken, one more time, let's get your page out, your internet address, so people know how to get in touch with you.
It is Near Jury, NearJury at gmail.com. And when you just send an email to that address, you will get an auto reply that will have all the information as to the $30 package. And you can pay for that or donate that by PayPal, or you can send a donation by P.O. Box, which is also on that auto return. And that will also get it, because like I said, and I know this, a lot of folks don't have computers. And so this is another way we can try and help those folks get this information in their hands and see what's going on.
course, we do hope that people will get the computers so they can listen to our programs, and they can listen to our programs live 4 hours a day on the Internet. And basically, you need a computer. I don't like the computers, but you need it so that you can check out the information and you can get the information you're going to need because they control the media. That's why, at least on the Internet, although there's a lot of disinformation put up by the Brotherhood of Darkness, there's also good information there as well. For the first time, we have an opportunity to circumvent the controlled media. And I'm rather excited about that, Ken.
Well, I am too. And we've talked about sovereignty a couple of times. I want to read this from the Black Law Dictionary. And sovereignty, supreme dominion, authority, or rule. We the people have this sovereignty. God gave it to us. And if we don't use it, we're going to lose it. And that's what's going on right now across this country. And I'm afraid we might be a little late unless we can get the people to come together and create grand juries so we can take back our government.
And, of course, we want to be not only a grand jury, we want a sheriff who believes in the Constitution, who wants to limit the power of government and will not be bribed and will not be accepting of federal money. Because if you accept money from the federal government, then the federal government owns you. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem that we face today. And so this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Ken Barker. And Sydney, we're talking about the idea of establishing grand juries, but letting people begin to understand that we are not a democracy, a free republic, and there's a great deal of difference between the two.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, we do hope you enjoyed the program with Ken Barker, and certainly I give serious consideration to what he's talking about. But if you're not involved in the process, then you're part of the problem, because there's no neutral position. You can't sit in the middle. You're going to have to be on one side or the other. And if you're not involved in the side of those who certainly promote freedom, then, of course, you're working against them. Well, a telephone number if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our voice in the Spokane area and out across America. Our telephone number is 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can go to Radio Liberty. You can certainly read our newsletters. Certainly you can watch our DVDs. Well, you can listen to our radio programs there live 4 hours every weekday and certainly 24 hours archived. And we need you to get the information and then to certainly get it out to others. To understand the spiritual component of what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We certainly carry Pastor Billy Crone's set the final countdown going into what is happening spiritually. Basically, there are 8 sets of DVDs, each one with either 4 or 5 DVDs in each set. And you can get them either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But because we're living in prophetic times, does not give us the right to sit back and do nothing. I believe the Lord wants us to be involved because we don't know when he's coming again. And we are to be doing our best until he does arrive. And basically then, of course, we hope you want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. My talk on population control, the secret agenda. And we have dozens of other talks out there, interviews. The World Revolution, you'll actually hear my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, when we actually installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we installed Fidel Castro. And it wasn't because he won the election. He didn't win the election. He didn't win the revolution. It wasn't because we didn't know he was a communist. We installed him because we did know he was a communist, and you have to have an enemy. And if you want to understand how it all works, you need to read David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, and it's available from Radio Liberty. And all of these things you can get by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we hope many of you will be in a position to help us financially. A lot of people across America are having financial problems, and we need your support so we can maintain our network of programs and stations. And basically, this program tonight is heard on 4 stations in the state of Washington and 6 stations on the East Coast and then on several other stations across America. But we need your help to maintain our network. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, or certainly buy the health products that we have, and that helps to finance this, or get the books and DVDs and 4 tape sets and 4 CD sets we offer. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me just mention our health products. We carry certainly magnesium because about 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium and needed it for your bones and for your brains and for your muscles and for your heart. And basically then, of course, we carry vitamin D3. We have something called prostate support, and most men over 60 or 65 should be taking prostate support. It will certainly help them as far as their prostate problems are concerned. And then, of course, we carry iodorol, we carry certainly curcumin, and we carry certainly a number of the flavonoids. If you'd like a list of the various health products that you need to be taking, call us at 1-800-544-8927, or they're listed in the catalog. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.